You're listening to Equipped, the podcast that turns gaming concepts into life lessons. I'm your host, Isa Gonzalez, and each week, I'll show you different ways you can clear quests, fight boss battles, and level up, not only in-game, but also in real life. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of A Gamer's Take. And today, it's going to be an interesting one because with me today is Migs. Migs has been a listener of the podcast, and I'm really grateful because he was the one that reached out to me and sort of gave me topic ideas, and that's what we really want to discuss today. And so, hi there, Migs. Thank you so much for, well, not only listening to the show, but taking the time to be here. How have you been doing?
Hello. Hi, everyone. Hello, I'm Migs. I'm currently a student. I'm okay. I'm fine. Just been busy for the past few weeks. Medyo maraming nangyayari, maraming ginagawa and all. Ayun lang.
Yeah, but like, I mean, despite the busyness, I'm so grateful now we're able to have this interview. I mean, I really appreciate you reaching out. You're honestly the first listener that reached out and had topic ideas already. And so I really appreciated that. And it was just really a matter of me finding time, because I remember you messaged me at the start of the year and it was just too busy for me back then. And so now I'm grateful that we get to talk. But our episode is going to be all about toxic Filipino gaming culture. But before that, how long have you been a gamer, Migs?
I started 2013. Sobrang tagal na. I was grade 8 or second year high school back then. And I started playing League of Legends. Yun yung first game that I played.
What was it about League of Legends that you liked? Kasi, oh my gosh, okay, I see how this ties into this, to the topic now. But like, what about League did you enjoy?
I really love playing with my friends. Actually, nung una, hindi ko magets yung League. Pero when I'm playing with my friends, nai-enjoy ko siya. Like, wala akong pakialam sa gameplay mismo as long as I'm enjoying with my friends. Kasi same mindset din yung mga friends ko eh. Ganun din sila. Kasi we're all beginners. We all started from nothing. Sabay-sabay kami nag-start maglaro. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're enjoying, yun. Pero as time goes by, we understand. We have time to learn the gameplay of each champion. Kaya, yun. Interesting yung game for us. That's a different gameplay per champ.
Nice. I really like how you appreciate the social aspect of gaming.
Yeah.
Because same din naman for me. I'm not the best at any game, but I just enjoy being able to play with other people. And speaking of League of Legends, like, is there other games that, I mean, you started playing that in 2013, but then over time, and even now, are there games that you're really into?
For PC games, I play Valorant and Genshin Impact. I started Genshin Impact 2021, the start of 2021, January. And then for Valorant, I started July 2020. Pero some mobile games.
So the pandemic
games. Yeah, it's pandemic games. For 2021, for the mobile games, sorry. The mobile games, I started playing Wild Rift, which is the mobile version of League of Legends. And also, I started playing Call of Duty Mobile and Mobile Legends. Pero I stopped na. I stopped na kasi kulang sa storage yung phone ko. Sayang.
Na-reach na yung limits.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I see a pattern. It's like really all games that involve teams and also closely tied to League.
Yeah.
And FPS halos. And so for all of these games that you mentioned, you have the same set of friends playing those same games?
No. Iba-iba siya. Lalo na sa Genshin. Oh. Ibang set of friends siya.
Yes, naman. Are these friends like people you found online or parang they were just your other friends that happened to be interested in that also?
Really both. Kasi may mga friends ako na na-meet through Valorant, through Genshin. Tapos may mga friends din ako na naglalaro ng same game. So kapag may time, we're trying to connect with each other. O tara, co-op tayo, ganyan.
Nice.
And then, ayun, ang saya rin kasi yung mga online friends ko ngayon, na-meet ko sila sa Valorant. Mm. Tapos, wait lang. Share ko lang din. Yeah, share ko lang din kung paano kami nag-meet. Ang funny nun, kasi kalaban namin sila. Enemy team sila. Tapos ako from the other team. Tapos, ang saya lang nung game kasi, ano, ewan ko, hindi ko alam bakit tuwan-tuwa sila sa amin. And then, some people sa enemy team added me sa Valorant. Then sabi nila, tara, join ka sa Discord server namin. And then, until now, nagkakalaro pa rin kami. Kami-kami yung magkaasama pag competitive games or kapag kahit unrated games lang. Then, minsan nagbabunting din. Ayun.
That's so nice. Yeah. When was this? Was this this year or last year?
Last year.
Wow. That has never happened to me. Again, it's because I don't play Valorant, but that's cool. That's kind of nice of them to just like reach out and say, hey, come join us in our team.
Yeah, that was super unexpected.
Cool. So are you, I'm guessing you're more of like a very social butterfly then. Like it's kind of easy or comfortable for you to just talk to people that you don't necessarily know yet.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. Nice. I don't know. I really enjoy the social aspect of gaming. But like, again, because I don't play FPS or even typical team games, I don't really interact with people that I don't know. Alam mo yun? Like, kalaro ka lang is people that I know in my personal life na agad. But it's cool for you na you have these experiences and they're relatively good. Na you get to meet nice people and you sort of get to form stronger bonds or stronger relationships with them over time. I think that's really amazing that gaming gets to do that, or gaming allows people to do that. And so now I sort of want to go to the bulk of our conversation, which is the topic that you suggested, toxic Filipino gaming culture. And so I know that you've had all of these experiences that, you know, were really positive and you got to meet new people and they were really nice. But I wanted to ask first, like, why did you suggest this topic in the first place?
I just feel na ito yung topic na dapat marinig ng ibang gamers. I feel na it's time for them to realize that everything is not just jokes. Everything is not acceptable. Ganun.
Yeah. What are the games that come to mind when you hear the word toxic gaming culture?
Actually, lahat ng minention ko. League of Legends, grabe, sobrang toxic. Lalo na sa Valorant. Sa Valorant, some people, especially in the Hong Kong servers, in Hong Kong servers kasi, Filipino people, andun lahat ng Pinoy sa Hong Kong servers. So, kapag nasa Hong Kong server ka, masasanay ka na lang sa misogynistic and homophobic remarks. Na parang, kapag bot frag ka, tapos malalaman nilang babae ka, they seem to harass you. They seem to tell you things na hindi appropriate. Lalo na kapag member ka ng LGBTQ. Parang lagi sinasabi na ano, bakla, ganyan. Kawari, hindi mo na-clutch yung game. Yan, bakla ka kasi. May mga ganong moments na hindi okay. Actually, even sa Genshin na hindi team games, even sa Genshin na wala kang kasamang game, wala kang kasamang ibang tao, with mga toxic people doon. Lalo na sa Mobile Legends. My God, Mobile Legends talaga yung it tricks out of toxicity talaga. Sobrang, hindi ko magets bakit sila galit na galit kapag lalaro. Come on, it's just a game. Hindi mo kailangang magalit ng sobra.
Yeah. A lot of people are still very comfortable making remarks against other people based on their gender, their sexuality. And I don't know, like, why? Why does that have to matter, right? Like, how does that affect gameplay, honestly? You can tell a person has no aim, but you shouldn't be using gender, sexuality, whatever it is, as the reason, because there's just really no correlation about it. And it's sort of like people are still comfortable with saying it, and then on the other side, people sort of just tolerate it, or parang they just don't have the energy to like call them out or to not fight back, but like just saying that it's not a great thing to do with gaming. So parang both sides are happening. So that, I feel like that's why toxic gaming culture is still happening. And I'm not gonna lie, like I said earlier, I don't play Valorant. I don't play any of the games that you played. And most of the reasons is, well, actually the main reason is I'm just bad at aiming. And then for League of Legends, I think the main thing that's stopping me is I'm also afraid na I'm gonna experience something negative as a female and as someone that knows that I'm not gonna be great at that game. I just don't wanna. I like there's something holding me back. I don't wanna experience someone telling me how bad I am or blah 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 or someone harassing me potentially, and that kind of sucks, right? Like, yeah. What if I do end up enjoying the game, but like right now, it's just something that I feel like I can't do because I'm afraid to experience that. And though technically I can play those games, it just sucks na I have to feel that restraint. And I don't know, thank you for bringing this topic up because I don't think we've ever talked about it in the podcast. I think we've just talked about people like in comment sections among streamers, but for gaming particularly, yeah, I don't think we've talked about this yet. And so I am curious on like what your take is, because I know that in our Discord server, when you introduced yourself, you said that you also played competitively. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so for you, do you notice a difference in quote unquote toxicity when it comes to like competitive games and like the usual normal unranked games?
Sa competitive games, it's masyado siyang ano, since competitive siya, kailangan mo maging serious. Kailangan yung gameplay mo is okay. So kapag ano, kapag understandable siya, understandable na kapag hindi okay yung gameplay mo, may mga galit kasi, come on, it's competitive. Kasi minsan, kahit ako, I feel rage din minsan. Pero I control myself. That's the thing that many gamers don't have. Yung control sa emotions. Kasi, come on, it's game niya. Sabi ko kayo, come on, it's just a game. Kahit sabihin natin na mag-rank up ka, so what? Ano yung gain mo doon in real life? Diba? Ano yung makukuha mo doon in real life? Nag-rank up ka nga, okay, radiant ka, so what? Ano yung mag-gain mo doon? Pero, yun, ayun yung control sa emotions, yun yung problem sa competitive games. Sa normal or sa unranked games, ayun yung sobrang random na lang ng mga nangyayaring pagiging toxic ng mga players. Kasi, I have these experiences na may mga ano, especially sa Hong Kong service in Valorant, yung mga Pinoy. Ewan ko ha, pero I remember this game na as in pagka-load ng game, biglang may sumigaw na Pinoy. May babae ba dyan? Pwede ka bang jawain? Ano yun? Ano yun? Ang random kasi may mga ganyang moments. Actually, sobrang common na niya sa Pinoy service. Like yung mga simps. Na todo trash talk sila. Yung mga todo trash talk sila. Tapos kapag nag-open mic yung girl, sabihin na, oh sorry, ganyan. Tapos bigla sila magiging mabait. Tapos all throughout the game, bigla na lang nilang kukulitin or haharasin. Kasi online friends ko, most of them are girls. So kapag nag-open mic sila, nangyayari yun. Hindi siya bago sa amin. Pero luckily, yung mga kasama kong girls is matatapang naman. So kapag ginanun sila, kasagot sila, they will fight back.
Yeah.
They will fight back. We stand powerful women here.
Yes.
So ayun, nakatuwa kasi they know how to fight back. They know how to balance the situation. So kapag ano, pwede silang lumaban. Pero how about the other girls na hindi kaya yun? Diba? Lalo na sa gaming scene. As you all know, gaming community is dominated by men. Pero in the modern times, ngayon, women and yun nga, may mga games na nagsistart na rin yung LGBT community na maging interested sila. Ayun, nakakaroon na tayo ng diversion between the community, within the gaming community. Hindi lang panlalaki tong game na to. As you all know, di ba, may mga esports na all-girls tournament, may mga ganyan. So ayun, nakikita natin na welcome lahat. So dapat ipa-feel din natin sa kanila na welcome sila. Ayun, yun yung difference eh. Yung mga lumalabas sa Facebook na voice chat na record, yung mga nagmumurahan lang sila, like yung mga namemersonal lang sila.
Yeah.
Ganun yung ganun yung halos everyday scene sa Valorant. May parang out of 5 games na nilaro mo, merong isa or dalawa na puro ganun lang yung maririnig mo. So hindi siya hindi siya bago, pero instead, nagiging laughing stock siya. Instead na maging something na dapat i-raise or i-air as concern. Kasi paano kung may mga new gamers doon? Paano kung may mga makakastart lang sa Valorant, di ba? Yun yung problem din. Na kahit new gamer ka, mahalo ka sa mga, mahalo ka sa ibang players na matagal na mataas na yung rank, ganyan. So, we have to understand na may mga tao na bago pa lang or nangangapa pa lang sa game, which is very ignored sa ano, sa gaming scene. Kaya, ayun, di ko alam bakit grabe yung rage ng mga tao kasi, come on, we all started from nothing. Lahat tayo hindi alam yung game na yun. Lahat tayo nangangapa pa lang. So, why do I have to be angry at the people na nag-uumpisa pa lang?
Mm-hmm.
Na nangangapa pa lang sa game? Yun yung problem talaga. Kasi, yun, nagiging toxic. Pero at the same time, may mga, yung mga tao na yun, yung mga new gamers na yun, naghahanap sila ng experience. So, kung ikaw, magiging toxic ka sa kanya. So, yung, may feel bad siya kasi ang toxic ng first gaming experience niya or ng first experience sa game na yun. Instead, paano kung ano, paano kung hindi na siya magtuloy? Yun na lang yung something na yun yung hinahanap niya. Yun like yung motivation niya na magtuloy sa game. Meron din na ano, may mga tao na pagod or stressed, that's why they want to play games. Tapos yun yung madadatnan nila. Diba? They just wanted to have a good day. Bakit kailangan mo mang mangharas or mag-away dyan sa game na yan? Some people have to ano, have to think about their teammates din kasi it affects the gameplay. May mga tao na sobrang stress, siguro wala nang aim or siguro tilted na. That's why ano, have to think outside the box. Na hindi lang porket ito yung nangyayari sa game, yun na yun. There are factors na pwedeng na-experience ng gamer na yun outside na hindi lang sa game mismo. Ayun. Yeah. Alayo na pala ng sinabi ko.
Yeah, I loved everything you shared. And I actually want to highlight a couple of things because I think, again, like you said earlier, I think these are things that are really worth talking about. And they're just, you know, it pays to bring these up, to raise awareness about what's going on. Because I feel like the tolerance level is so high. I think that's why it's still happening. And earlier, one of the things that I want to highlight sa sinabi mo is, you said dun sa friends mo na girls, it's either, you know, they don't show that they are female or they are girls by, you know, turning on the voice chat. And then they just receive the already toxic comments that the other players have to say, or they start to reveal that they are a girl, and then suddenly they receive like sexual harassment or something, like yung mga simps dyan, they kind of get creepy. So like it's like, ano yun, like either way something negative is gonna happen, and the fact that it happens is just, oh, look, why does it have to happen? Like, why can't guys just control? Like, I love how you said control, because I also agree. I don't think that many people realize, or maybe a lot of people do, but then for those who still like participate in these, you know, toxic things, I feel like they are the people that don't know how to control themselves, right? It's sort of like, yes. Because if you have that self-control, if you have that restraint, if you just know when not to speak, everything would be so nice. Like everyone's gonna enjoy, everyone is gonna have a peaceful, not maybe peaceful because games can be stressful, but like it's still gonna be a safe experience for everyone. And I don't know, having that control emotionally also is a big factor, because I agree that external situations you know, affect everyone. It's not just because of a game per se. Like, yeah, you can get tilted, or maybe you're already stressed out because of family, because of school, because of work, and you wanted to use a game to sort of de-stress. But because you're already stressed internally, that does sort of contribute to how you act, or parang baka mas lalong mag-rage mode ka because of that. And I totally understand that. But again, going back to control, if you're aware of those situations happening and at the same time you're able to control that from getting out of hand, I think, you know, you could balance that out somehow and just not end up having to be so angry, or not having to project that anger to anybody else. Because again, you have the awareness, you have the control, and you can sort of contain it and deal with it properly. And the other thing that I wanted to highlight is the inclusion part. Again, I agree with everything that you said, basically. But I don't know, inclusion, I think this goes back to maybe some people still think that gaming is for men, or that women are just less of gamers or less capable of being gamers than men. I think really that's the only Actually, no, that's not the only thing, but that's like a contributing factor. Just those biases against people, against certain people based on certain things. I don't know. That's why, again, it's so important to really ask yourself, like, why am I saying these things? Why am I spending time and energy, you know, trying to ridicule people? Because I'm also a firm believer that what you say, what you do, whether it's, you know, something negative, something positive, that all has to do with you and not the people around you. And so, like, if you're someone that, you know, loves to spend time doing all of these things, being toxic online, I think, you know, you've got to check yourself because that's not normal. It's really not a good thing to be proud. I don't know. Have you ever experienced a parang, ano, na proud ba sila na they get to do or say
yes.
these things?
Sobrang lala. Yes, every time na,
right?
Every time na naglalaro ako, may mga guys na sobrang ingay sa voice chat, sobrang grabe sila magsalita. Like, ewan ko, hindi ko alam kung, I forgot the exact words, pero it's too personal. It's too personal na. Lalo na yung, ano, I have this experience. Since Valorant, we all know that Riot Games, kudos to Riot Games. Riot Games are supporters of the LGBT community. Diba? We have, mm-hmm. they have those pride events. Tapos, in Valorant, they have this pride player cards. They have the different pride flags, like if you're bisexual or gay or whatsoever. And then yung flags. And then yung meron kang sariling banner or whatsoever. Then, I have this banner. It represents gay men. Tapos, when I enter the game, they know already na, kasi in the loading screen, may kita yung banner.
Yeah.
Pagkapasok ko ng game, buong game na nila ako sinabi ng bakla, 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 ganyan. Okay, sige. There's this, actually hindi naka-offended kasi, well, ba't ako ma-offend? Sabi na akong bakla, totoo naman. Pero,
yeah.
There's this thought na, bakit yun siya gagawing insult? Why? Bakit? Ano bang pinagkaiba ng lalaking gamer sa baklang gamer?
Yeah.
Sorry, pero I outfrag those people. Magiging mayabang ako kasi yun yung proudest moment ko. I outfrag those people na kayo, bot frag kayo, ako top frag. Inaasal niya akong bading buong game. Ako yung bumuwat ng game. Tama na kayo. Pero ayun, there's these people na sobrang proud na ginagawa nila tong panghaharal sa tao. Sobrang ano nila, sobrang akala nila kina cute nila, kina guwapo nila yung pagiging ano nila, pagiging homophobic or pagiging misogynist nila in-game. Pero they don't know na, yun nga, tama, yung sinabi mo kanina, it reflects on themselves. Na kapag, kung ano yung sinasabi mo, kung ano yung pinapakita mo in-game, na parang, dun pa lang, in-game pa lang, what more? Kapag, yun yung pinakita mo in real life, ano yung pinapakita mo sa ibang tao, kung paano ka makipag-socialize sa mga teammates mo, ganun ka rin ba sa labas? Ganun din ba yung way of socializing mo? Kasi if you're talking to people like that, if you're talking to strangers like that, tas nalaman niya na mga in real life friends mo, what would they say? What would they feel? Diba? Na ay, ganyan ka pala in-game. Hindi natin tinotolerate yung mga ganong classic attitude. Though minsan nakakatakot kasi, alam mo yun, yun nga eh, proud sila na ginawa nila yung in-game. Hindi natin, well, yun nga, we have to choose our battles then in-game. Kasi may mga tao na tanggap nila na may mali sila. Na kapag kinall out mo in-game, luckily, may mga teammates ako na gano'n. Na kapag sinabihan mo na, oy, below the belt na yan. Yung ginagawa mo, hindi na yan ka-level ng game na kung nasan tayo. Gano'n. May mga tao na ano sila, parang nahihimaspasan or whatsoever. Na parang naisip nila, okay, mali ako. And they apologize. Pero may mga tao na kapag sinabi mo na mali ka, ay, wala. Hindi sila,
mas wala.
Lalo sila, yeah, lalo silang mga galit. Lalo kanilang kukulitin. Lalo kanilang iinisit. Ayun, nakakaano lang. Nakakalungkot. Kasi, there are people na ganun. They don't know, yun nga, they don't know their limits. Nakakala nila, okay lang. Pero, kahit sabihin natin na, through, ano lang siya, through chat, or sa game lang siya sinabi, na para joke lang. Hindi lahat joke. Kasi may mga tao na, oh, joke yun sa'yo, pero sa akin hindi. Joke yun sa'yo, nakakatawa yun sa'yo, pero sa akin, sensitive topic siya kasi meron akong trauma doon or meron akong problem. Sinabi mo, ganyan. Meron akong past experience sa sinabi mo. It can trigger them. Hindi porket nakakatawa siya sa'yo, nakakatawa na siya sa iba. Kasi may mga words tayo na sinasabi in-game or meron tayong ginagawa in-game na hindi natin alam na mali na pala. And that's something na ano, we can relate in real life. Kasi lahat ng ginagawa natin in-game, lahat ng kung paano tayo magbiro, kung paano tayo kumilos, or kung paano tayo mag-isip habang naglalaro tayo, possible na madala natin siya in real life, na maging insensitive rin tayo sa mga friends natin sa labas. Actually, kahit ako na ano ko siya, na-realize ko rin siya na somehow, nagiging insensitive din ako kasi just like in-game, na or I don't care about what you feel. Ganun. May face ako na ganun. May face ako na ganun na I don't care what you feel in-game. Pero hindi ko alam na nadala ko na pala siya in real life. That's why we have to be careful din sa mindset natin in-game. Kasi may mga tao na, and sabi ko nga kanina, may mga tao na they just want to have a good day. They just want to de-stress using games. Kaya may mga moments na dapat iniisip din natin. Actually, hindi may mga moments. Dapat lagi nating iniisip kung kamusta ba yung iba nating kasama. If they're strangers, we don't know what they're going through, we don't know kung ano ba yung pinagdadaanan nila ngayon or kung anong iniisip nila ngayon. We just have to be gentle. Kahit sabihin natin na enraged na tayo sa game, hindi. Stranger to eh. Bakit tayo makikipagbalyahan sa stranger na alam mo yun, baka mamaya, mas malala pa yung ibalik sa'yo, di ba? Mas malala yung words na sabihin sa'yo. Alam mo yun, it may affect you too. It may affect you also.
Yeah.
Kaya siguro dapat, mas isipin natin yung welfare ng isa't isa. Kasi kahit sabihin natin na gaming community yan, yun nga, andun nga yung word eh, community. Ano ba yung sense ng community, di ba? We have to watch each other's welfare.
Yeah.
Yun.
Exactly. I love that. Oh my gosh. That was such a nice way to describe community. I totally agree. And sort of going back to what you said about jokes, I keep wondering, like, what are things that are meant to be joked about and what are things that shouldn't be considered jokes at all? Because my reasoning is jokes are meant to be funny, but they're not meant to be hurtful. And I do also have a lot of people, I think it's also because of meme culture. And though I participate in meme culture, there are other memes that are just really, really not okay, in my opinion. And so, again, it's like asking, is this something that we should be joking about? Is this something that we should be laughing about? Because sometimes we shouldn't be laughing about, you know, things. And going back to what you said about if we joke about something that actually might uproot negative experiences or negative emotions in someone else, they might have a lot of trauma surrounding it, or it might currently be something that is a very, very sensitive topic to them. So we really don't know what the serious effects of those jokes are, but we hide it behind the word, like the word itself, joke. Ay, hindi, biro lang yan.
Yeah.
Like, hindi totoo yan, joke lang yan. And then what ends up happening is, ayun nga, some people tolerate it, some people say okay. And I think, again, that's why ang taas pa rin ang tolerance, kasi, yun nga, we've been maybe subconsciously doing it without realizing, or maybe we just simply tolerate it because our friends are doing it and we don't want to cut them off, or we're afraid of what they'll say, blah, 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 blah. There's so many things. But at the end of the day, I think, I don't know, there's just going to come a point wherein, do you know that this is the right thing to do, or do you know that you're sort of contributing to the problem? And I guess that's worth asking ourselves. And so another thing that I want to highlight is you said the thing about strangers. I think that's also a reason, because, like, besides the perspective that you shared, I think some people do the opposite. The reason, like, the fact that they're surrounded by strangers, the fact that they're surrounded by people that don't know them, I feel like that's what makes them comfortable with saying such silly things and mean things, because they feel like they're not gonna get caught, or they feel like they're not gonna get punished or something, because, you know, we're hiding behind our IGNs.
Yeah.
We're hiding behind VPNs, our servers, ganyan ganyan. And I feel like at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, you can hide your identity, but you can't hide your character.
Oh my God, ang ganda nun.
You're still showing a horrible side of you.
Yeah.
Right? You're still showing a horrible side of you, and that is you. And if you're proud that that's you, then again, not the best thing. Not the best thing to be proud of that.
About that.
Like, ano about yun?
That, nakakatuwa rin kasi may mga tao sa, there's this group sa Valorant, which is Valorant PH. All the Filipino Valorant players are in there. Tapos, whenever they encounter toxic people, they really expose those people sa page or sa group. They really expose their IGN, yes, their tags, which is good kasi they're fighting back. I mean, in-game hindi, pero lagot ka sa akin pagtapos ng game na to. Ayan. Ayan yung IGN niya, ayan yung tag niya, report niyo yung account niya. Yung ganun, which is very good kasi nakita natin na hindi may mga tao na hindi tinatolerate yun. Kaya yung mga toxic gamers dyan, hello po. Mag-ingat-ingat kayo. Kasi may mga tao katulad namin na hindi tinotolerate yung pagiging toxic nyo. And somehow, well, good things sa Valorant din. Kasi may mga servers na wholesome. To be honest, I really love playing sa Tokyo servers. Kasi majority doon, syempre Japanese people, they're really wholesome. Sobrang galing nila. Maririnig mo na lang sila sa voice chat. Diba, thank you. Nice. Diba, gano'n. Arigato gozaimasu. Nice. Ganun yung maririnig mo sa kanila. Pero, problem lang sa kanila is wala silang comms. So, hindi mo alam kung makangapa ka sa game. Pero, all throughout the game, sobrang bait ng mga Japanese people. Especially in gaming. Hindi mo, yung mga randoms na makasama mo in-game, ang mabait nila. Tapos kapag pupunta ka ng Hong Kong server, my God, grabe yung difference. Pero this is our way of addressing this concern. Well, hopefully lumaki siya kasi and people should take this seriously kasi lalo na ngayong pandemic. Well, nakakalabas-labas naman na tayo, pero there are some people na sobrang affected yung mental health nila. And we should not be making fun of some things na hindi okay sa ibang tao. Alam mo yun, you should be sensitive din. Kasi, okay, sensitive ako sa part na kina-call out ko yung mga bagay-bagay. Pero kasi, ano yung possible na mangyari kung hindi mo siya kinall out at kapag hindi mo pinansin? Kasi, may mga moments na hindi, pinapalampas lang, pero it grows deep inside. May mga words tayo na,
exactly.
Words na sinasabi through chat, pero akala mo wala lang, akala mo wala epekto sa ibang tao, pero it does. Merong effect, merong something na may trigger them, merong silang may isip na something sa sinabi mo. It is not what a gaming community should do. Kasi yun nga, gaming community siya, dapat welcoming ka. Dapat marunong ka makisama kasi we're all gamers. Isipin din natin yung welfare ng ibang tao. Hindi lang itong gaming, hindi lang siya about sa atin. Hindi lang siya coping mechanism natin siya kung stress tayo or malungkot tayo. Pero ganun din ibang tao. Kung tayo meron tayong pinagdadaanan, kung meron tayong feel sa outside world, tapos ginagamit natin 'tong paglalaro to cope up, to de-stress, to rest. Dapat ganun din tayo sa iba. Isipin din natin na ibang tao ganun din. Hindi lang sila naglalaro just for, alam mo, wala lang. Gusto ko maglaro, gusto ko mag-away. No. May mga tao na naglalaro just because they want to feel good. They want to de-stress. They want to lessen their problem. Kasi may mga tao na sobrang clouded na yung mind. Tapos dadagdag ka pa. it's not appropriate.
It reminds me of this quote I saw on Facebook. It was like, the context wasn't gaming, but it was like, don't be the reason why someone stops doing what they love.
Yeah.
But don't be the reason why someone stops singing. Don't be the reason why someone stops drawing. And similar to what you said, like, just let people be.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you shouldn't be harassing people, period. Like, that's really just Don't do that. And it's like, you just have to be a decent human being.
Yeah.
And it baffles me that it's hard for other people to do that, to be a decent human being, when it should be like one of the easiest things for people to do. And so, again, that's why we want to talk about this. We hopefully want to, you know, raise more awareness and just let people realize that it's not okay. It's not something that we should be tolerating. If anything, we should be more empowered to speak up against those people that continue to participate in like that toxicity. And speaking of which, like, what would you say, or like, what would be your words of encouragement for maybe there's someone listening right now that has encountered a negative experience while gaming? Like, what would you like to tell them?
Siguro for me, don't be afraid to fight back. Kasi, you know yourself na hindi mo dapat inahayaan na sabihan ka ng ganyan. You have to build this certain courage sa sarili mo. You have to, ayun nga eh, andun yung point na, okay, hindi ko naman siya kilala eh. So, pwede ako lumaban. Lumaban in a way na paprotektahan mo yung sarili mo, na hindi mo siya pe-personalin. Alam mo yun? You have to defend yourself without dragging the other.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be on the same level with that kind of people. Gagawin mo lang is, you have to defend yourself. You have to let them know na hindi okay yung ginagawa nila. Kasi if you remain silent, it will continue. And it will affect you as a person. Kasi kahit sabihin natin na gaming lang siya, it has an effect with your own mental health. Ako personally, when I was a child, di naman child, actually 2013, nag-start ako ng league. Palaki na ako nun. Alam mo, my friends were gaining experiences. So, medyo na-guess sa nila. Tapos ako nangangapapa din. There are times na galit sila sa akin. And I defend myself. Kahit sabihin natin na friends ko sila, I defend myself. Pero, ano na ngayon? We're still friends. Nakasama pa rin kami. Kasi, yun yung ano eh. Ito naman for the toxic people around. You have to admit your mistake. You have to humble yourself. Your heart must be teachable.
Yeah.
Hindi porket tinatama ka. Alam mo yun, galit na kami sa'yo. Hindi kami galit sa'yo, galit kami sa ginagawa mo. And you should know that. You should know your limits. Kasi ano na lang mangyayari kung hindi naman pangkansin yung mali mo. Ganyan ka na lang habang buhay. Diba? Kasi minsan, mga tao na ano eh, pinipigilan nila kasi natatakot sila. Ako personally, ganito rin ako minsan. Natatakot sila sa kung ano yung pwede sabihin sa kanila nung kasama nila in-game. Yeah. Ano yung circumstances na pwede mangyari in-game na pwedeng gamitin against you. May mga ganon. Pero it's not a reason. Kung wari, nagiging bot frag ka sa Valo or hindi ka magaling na support sa League of Legends, it's not a reason for someone to use that against you. Alam mo yun, hindi reason yung pagkakaroon mo ng pangit na gameplay para personalin ka ng iba. Kasi yung comms natin sa gaming, yung comms natin sa mga games na yan, hindi naman siya ginawa para mangharas ng tao. Ginawa siya para mas maging okay yung gameplay. Ginawa siya para mas to coach people. O kunwari, ito, nandito yung kalaban sa ganitong area, nandito sa mid, nandito sa top, nandito sa B-side, or whatsoever. Ayun yung gaming comms. Hindi siya ginawa para, alam mo yun, manginis, mangasar, or mangharas na ibang tao. In the gaming community, palagi siya nangyayari. We have to be someone na pipigil sa cycle na yun. Kasi, lagi na lang ganun eh. May mga gamers na bata, may mga gamers na babae, may mga gamers na bakla, may mga gamers na matanda na nangangapapa. May mga gamers na hindi pa sure kung tama yung ginagawa nila, na indecisive kung tama ba itong gagawin ko, kung ika-clutch ko ba ito, isi-save ko ba ito, or whatsoever. Hindi yun reason. Let them be. Let them play by themselves. Kung gusto mo mag-coach, kung gusto mo maging toxic, gamitin mo yung account nila, ikaw maglaro. Total mahilig ka mang backseat or mahilig ka mang coach, you have to help them. You have to help those people, lalo na yung mga, yun yung mga newbie pa. Ayun, kailangan natin maging ano, promotor ng safe space in-game. Ayun, kaya don't be afraid to speak up, be courageous. You have to stop the cycle of being toxic in-game.
Ganda! I love it! Oh my gosh, have a humble heart. Wait, no, have a humble heart, have courage, and have a teachable heart. I think that's so amazing. And so, yeah, thank you for that final message. And again, you guys, it's just really about not tolerating things anymore, whether it's happening to us or we see it happening to another people. You know, like Meg said, just have the courage to speak up and just let them know, let the other person know in a respectful way still. Like, don't be that person. Don't be the same. Don't do the same thing that you're trying to call out against, you know? And so thank you so much, Mix, for your time. I think this has been such an insightful conversation, and I'm so grateful for you because you were the one that reached out in the first place. And as our guest of this week, you already know what you're going to do next. What is a question that you would like to leave our listeners to ponder on?
So I have two questions. Una, what is your definition of safe space? And second one is, how can you be a safe space in-game?
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, so we have a double question of the week this time. What is your definition of safe space? And then the second one is, how can you be a safe space in-game? I love that. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear some of your answers. And so if you guys want to let me know, hop onto the Clever FM app and share your insights there. I would love to read them. And if you're like Migs and hasn't been listening to this podcast for a while and you feel like you also have a few topics that you would love to talk about, guys, don't hesitate to DM me or send an email at equippedpodcastph@gmail.com. We can definitely schedule something out for the future. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really, really means a lot to us. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a great week ahead. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, but also stay equipped.